Track 5, more news stories. Two head teachers commissioned at service. Children, families and the local community of Ilsington gathered together for an Advent calendar and Chris Dingle service earlier this month, which saw the commissioning of two new head teachers in their roles. Kat Williams, the new head teacher at Ilsington Church of England Primary School, who started in her post in September 24, was commissioned alongside Russell Pearson, the new head at Blackpool Church of England Primary School, who began his post in January 24. The service took place at St Michael's Church, Ilsington, and Kat and Russell were commissioned by Sarah Lakey, the Diocesan Education Advisor for School Effectiveness, Christian Distinctiveness. During the commissioning part of the service, the head teachers declared their public commitment to the church school leadership and received the gift of a Bible from the church community. The Reverend John Bennett, vicar at St Michael's Church in Ilsington, said, "As a church, we have such a good and supportive relationship with both Blackpool and Ilsington schools. It was a great joy to commission and pray for our new head teachers as part of our Chris Dingle service, which included lots of children and their parents from both schools."
More railway news. Devon faces a decade of disruption to train services as the London railway station is transformed into a new transport super hub. When finished, the old Oak Common station just west of Paddington will have 14 platforms to serve up to 250,000 passengers every day as part of the nationwide HS2 project. But Devon MPs fear work to build the station will cause major problems for travellers to and from the county. Some services will go to Euston instead of Paddington, adding time to journeys. Services over Christmas will be affected by the works, and passengers going to and from London are being advised to check the timetables. MPs from around Devon took part in a parliamentary debate on the county's railways, and Steve Race, Labour, Exeter, told them, "We face challenges that will hold back our economy if we don't address them. One of the major challenges is the regularity and the resilience of our public transport system. Investment in the rail network would take traffic off the roads and cut carbon emissions." Mr. Race highlighted the need to complete work to protect the vulnerable seawall line between Dawlish and Tynmouth, a project that, as we've heard, is still awaiting funding confirmation. Simon Lightwood, Parliamentary Under-Secretary for Transport, said the government recognises the importance of rail services in Devon and wants to see further improvements, but, he said, not all proposed rail projects for the county could be delivered.
RNLI volunteers pass training assessment. Three volunteers for Tynmouth Royal National Lifeboat Institute have successfully passed recent training assessments. Volunteer helm James Stoyle achieved revalidation in his SAR unit commander assessment. James Thomas passed his tractor driving and head launcher assessments, and new recruit Lee Smith successfully passed out to become a fully qualified member of the volunteer shore crew. Training is a vital part of ensuring the volunteer crew remain ready and able to save lives at sea, a Tynmouth RNLI spokesperson said. Assessment days recognise the hard work of all the volunteers who come together working well as a team and reaching the high standards the RNLI sets, the spokesperson added. Lifeboat Operations Manager Andy Lilburn agreed and commented, "Our volunteers train hard all year round. It's great to see them get the recognition they deserve and to see newly qualified crew develop the skills needed." 2024 has been an exciting year for Tynmouth RNLI as the station took delivery of a new lifeboat, the Claude and Cath, to replace the two Anns, which retired after 18 years.
Tributes are paid to British Legion stalwart. Tributes have been paid to a stalwart of the Royal British Legion Dawlish branch. The death of Tom Elliott, MBE, former president of the Dawlish branch, was announced. The retired Royal Navy Lieutenant Commander will have a guard of honour at his funeral, which takes place on Friday the 27th of December at 2 p.m. at St Gregory's Church in Dawlish. A spokesman for the RBL Dawlish branch described Mr Elliott as a stalwart supporter of all the Legion does in Dawlish and a very highly respected member of our community. Mr Elliott was a well-known face at Armed Forces events, including Remembrance Day, Armed Forces Day and Merchant Navy Day. He was easily recognised in his naval uniform and sword. As well as his duties at annual events, Mr Elliott paraded the standard to pay respects on the death of Queen Elizabeth II at the two-minute silence during her state funeral. Any veterans who would like to join the Guard of Honour at his funeral are invited to take part. Anyone wishing to do so is asked to contact the Secretary of the RNLI Dawlish branch, John O'Donoghue.
Taxi owners have been named after being stripped of their licences. A couple who ran a taxi firm in Dawlish have been named by Teignbridge Council after having been stripped of their licences. Michael and Grace Miller, who jointly operated the cab firm Grab a Cab, had their licences, one as the proprietor and one as a Hackney carriage driver, removed after a series of complaints. As reported in the Advertiser in September, Teignbridge Council's Licensing and Regulatory Committee revoked the vehicle licences for no longer complying with the fit and proper criteria. The couple accumulated a high number of low-level and more serious complaints by the public, customers, police officers and the taxi industry. After numerous issues, fines, complaints and prosecutions, the committee agreed the couple had shown a clear and blatant disregard to rules, laws and regulations, along with the council's policies, and enforcement action was taken. The decision was upheld by the committee at an appeal hearing. The licensing authority's report said the license holder has repeatedly shown disregard for the rules, displaying a serious lack of judgment. The subcommittee were very concerned with the number of allegations of aggressive and abusive behaviour received and the length of time over which these had occurred. All behaviours evidenced in the report fell well below that expected of someone responsible for upholding the safety of the general public. Complaints also related to verbal and physical threats and intimidation.
Play park funding on course after appeal. Children in Sheldon will have a brand new play park next year after a successful fundraising campaign. Sheldon Parish Council took over responsibility for the care and maintenance of the play park in King George V playing fields and launched an appeal to fund a major revamp. Now they've almost reached their £105,000 target. Work is due to start early in the new year with the aim to be open by Easter 2025. The Parish Council wanted to transform the rather drab-looking play park with new, exciting and diverse equipment for children to enjoy and to create a better environment for park users. The committee approached local and national charitable trusts and other grant-awarding bodies along with local businesses to raise funds for the epic renovation.